This is a dictation for Diane Young, D-I-A-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G. Diane Young. Date of birth is 10-20-1949. Date of accident is 5-16-2022. And date of service is 8-25-2022. The patient is complaining of extremely severe pain in the neck and the lower back. In the neck it is 8, lower back it is 10. The patient has had surgery for her lower back, occupying L1, L2, 3, 4, 5 with hardware placement and laminectomies and various other surgeries. She also has a pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 8, right shoulder to the tune of 8. She was T-bone on a driver's side in a car accident as a restrained driver, leading to most of the symptomatology as she is reporting. She, however, had no headaches in the beginning or any dizziness. She had some difficulty sleeping. Pain-wise, she had a severe pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back to the tune of 8 to 9, the difficulty in lifting the arm and poor abduction beyond 110 degrees. However, patient did not report any radiation to the upper extremities as numbness, tingling, but in the lower extremity there is a shooting pain on both legs in S1 as the dermatome fashion, and this has continued. The patient reports that she is suffering quite a bit in pain, and the pain has not improved, and it is still ongoing. She has a pain in the both the knees, 8, both the shoulders, 8, neck is 8, and lower back pain is 10. Incidentally, epidural injection could not be done as in the lumbar spine, the entire spine was covered by the hardware and arthritic osteophytes, and despite several trials, it was not possible. Radials are affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports 20% relief in the pain. The ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. In the system review, neurology side suffers from difficulty sleeping and tension. However, there is no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of memory, no confusion, disorientation, and no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, none of them. No anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the neck and both shoulders, and stiffness in both shoulders, both knees, and moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. Pain is about the same. And however, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are all fine. And substance abuse, none. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance. Physical examinations are followed. The blood pressure is 197 and 97. Pulse is 66. Pulse ox is 97%. The rest of the physical examinations came from previous visit of 7-12-2022, dictation number 0712-053. And diagnosis will remain the same. The plan of care is as follows. I am referring this patient to Dr. Louis Redden, who is a spine surgeon at Spine Specialist of Michigan, to follow for a possible spinal cord stimulation or any further surgical evaluation. I have ordered a cervical spine and lumbar spine with Valium tablet to the patient earlier, and now I'm ordering an MRI of the right shoulder with the Valium tablet. Other than that, because the MRI for the shoulder was never done, patient provided with the continuation of Calaxin 800 mg for muscle relaxation, gabapentin 600 mg for neuropathy pain, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Ambien 10 mg for sleep. The medications are helping her great deal, and the patient will be seen in 15 days time after the MRIs are done, and a set of picture of the lumbar spine was redone, and it was found that the patient has extreme osteoporosis, extreme hard wear throughout from L1 to L5, and it is not possible for us to do her epidural injection. So, this she has been referred to the specialist. Thank you.